Joining us here in Studio 3A is David Savage, who covers the Supreme Court for the Los Angeles Times. David, always nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil.
And this is clearly a victory for the firefighters.
Yes. The big issue here is whether employers can or should take race into account in deciding who gets hired or promoted. New Haven is a city with about half the population is minorities. They gave a test in 2003. It was a promotional exam. And when the results came back, it was clear that none of the black firefighters had the top scores that would make them eligible for promotion. At that point, the city decided to step back and say, we're not going to go ahead with that suit. They were sued, and then today the Supreme Court basically said, taking race into account, being worried about how the results were going to come out, violates the rights of the white firefighters and is a type of racial discrimination.
Well, the city was worried about the 1964 Civil Rights Act. They could be sued on the basis of this for discrimination against African Americans.
That's why this was a hard case, harder case than some people portrayed it, because there are actually two parts of the Civil Rights Act that are in conflict. One part says, do not discriminate against any employee because of race. Another part says, you, the employer, don't use any job standard or criterion that has a disparate impact, an unfair impact based on race. The city pointed to the second one and said, that's why we're not going ahead.
Because we could get sued.
We could get sued by black firefighters saying, you're using a test that has a disparate impact. The other side of the law says, you know, was what the white firefighters relied on it, and as you say, they ended up winning 5-4 in the Supreme Court.
Now, disparate impact, in other words, that's based on the results of the test, not whether you look at the text, you know, read the questions, and was this fair or not?
Yes, and I think one of the lasting importances of the decision today is the Supreme Court basically said, don't go to disparate impact unless you have some evidence that their test is in some way flawed and doesn't really go to the heart of the job relatedness. They said there's no evidence this test was flawed.
Because the city of New Haven didn't examine the test.
That's right. There was no evidence this test was flawed, so New Haven was not justified in backing away.
So what happens next? The people who qualified on the basis of the old test, are they back on the promotions list? Are they next up for the jobs?
Yes, I think that's right. They basically won the case. The court ruled for them. The case goes back to, the trial judge to figure out what to do. But the likely thing is that they will get the promotions.
And is it now possible for African-Americans who work in the fire department, the African-Americans who did not qualify, to say, wait a minute, the test wasn't fair. We're going to sue you, too.
I don't think they'd have a very good suit in this case. But I do think there are plenty of other suits around the country where black firefighters and policemen have won such claims.
So is this going to have a big impact, do you think?
On cities and
yeah.
their tests? I think it would have some impact. It's hard to believe anybody could bungle the way New Haven managed to bungle this, because it seems to me you want to take this into account at the beginning. It's really awkward to have everybody study for the test, take the test, and then say, oh, never mind. But so I think it will have some impact in one of the things cities can do is use methods other than tests. There's a lot of discussion in the dissent about saying you could have what they call assessment teams or assessment centers where you judge a person's whole career, you talk to them, you interview them. There's a little bit of testing involved. That's a better way to do it than just a paper and pencil test. This seems to me another incentive to move away from strictly paper and pencil tests.
One of the arguments on the dissent, which was written by Judge Ginsburg, was that, in fact, the white firefighters weren't hurt. Nobody got a promotion.
Well, they weren't hurt in the sense that, you know, somebody else got the promotion instead of them. But from their point of view, you know, the city set out this promotional scheme, said do well on the test. They did well on the test, and then the city said never mind. So they thought they were hurt.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be portrayed by some as it obviously moved its way up through federal court to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that's based in New York. It was examined by a three-judge panel, which included Sonia Sotomayor, now, of course, President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. And some are going to say this case is a reversal of Sotomayor.
Some have already said so. There has been a lot of commentary to that effect. those who are critical of Sonia Sotomayor, this is something easy to point to, say this is a big decision, the Supreme Court reversed her. I will say on the other side is that she was basically following the precedent in the Second Circuit and what you would read as the Supreme Court's precedent, which is to say, don't go ahead with a test that's going to have a disparate impact on minorities. So she was indeed reversed, but if you're a lower court judge, that's what being a lower court judge is. You decide cases, and then the Supreme Court is free to hear an appeal and come to a different conclusion.
Though some would also say that the cursory opinion issued by the three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals just didn't address the big issues raised in this case.
Yes, I think she'll be asked about that, and I'm interested to see what she says at the hearings. There's a lot of criticism on the procedural side. I've heard people say that the Second Circuit does that in a whole lot of cases. If they've got a very thorough opinion from a district judge and the precedent is strong, they simply issue a very cursory, short opinion. But I would like to hear her explanation as to say, why didn't you explain more the reasoning behind your decision?